This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The new movie is Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story, and it is online at boogeymanfilm.com. Before we talk with the man behind this movie, I want you to hear the trailer from Boogeyman right now.
I hated him. I said, you ever do anything like this to me again, I'll beat the living out of you. I'll find your ass. I'll beat the living.
His name is Lee Atwater.
Lee Atwater.
Lee Atwater.
Saw politics as an extension of war.
I ain't gonna sit here and spin y'all. This is a high quality news conference.
Lee Atwater was part myth and part political mastermind.
Rove was the protege of Lee Atwater.
He was a lot more fun than Carl Rove.
He's the most fun person I ever met.
If Governor X was a pedophile, would that change your opinion?
Would you vote for a Jew who did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Racist. Disgusting.
Scumbag politics.
Garbage.
A charge has been made that the United States has shipped weapons to terrorists.
Vice President Bush, did you know about the Contra aid or not, sir?
If a Democrat won, many people could have gone to jail.
George Bush is a dead duck.
Reports surfaced that Bush was prepared to fire Atwater.
That's where you learn politics. Scrapping. The eyes of the world upon you.
Get down here, Dukakis, and answer that question here.
I wasn't going to let him question my patriotism.
I'm not questioning his patriotism. I'm questioning his judgment.
We want you to go out there and kick some of Michael Dukakis and kick it hard. Thank you very much.
It's a pity Dukakis burned an American flag.
False rumors play in the media and the politics of fear.
Convicted murderer.
Murderer.
Convicted murderer, Willie Horton.
They rape people and they maul people.
I said, it's a racist ad. You and George Bush will wear that to your grave.
Not a racist. He was our leader. The Democrats had to turn him into a boogeyman.
It's American yearning and striving to be accepted, to be powerful, to be great, and life gets even with you in the end.
He had that deal with Satan. He would reach the top of his craft and then they would grab his soul.
The new film is Boogeyman, and again, you can check it out online, boogeymanfilm.com. Filmmaker Stefan Forbes joins me on the long line. It's an honor to have you on the program, Stefan. How are you, sir?
Yeah, it's an honor to be here, man. I love Virginia. Good to talk to you guys.
What an amazing film. I got to ask you first, when did Lee Atwater first come across your radar? When did you know this is a story that's got to be told?
It was that 88 inaugural. You know, he's up on stage jamming. Some of the greatest African-American musicians this country has ever known, after masterminding one of the most racially charged elections this country has ever known. And I just said, who is this guy? I wanted to know more about him and how he did it.
And how did he do it? What made Lee Atwater so very good? And let's begin first and tell people who don't know, who is Lee Atwater?
He was a guitar pick and a rascal from South Carolina, rose up to the heights of power, played a key role in getting Ronald Reagan elected, went on to be a mentor to Karl Rove, got George Bush Sr. elected almost single-handedly. The guy was 17 points down. Atwater brought him back, and he was the first person to really see that W could be president. He had an enormous impact on the country, and his playbook has been winning elections for the Republicans even after his death, although things are changing mighty fast, as we've just seen this past week.
Absolutely. The new movie is Boogeyman. It's online at boogeymanfilm.com. We're talking with filmmaker Stefan Forbes. So what made Lee Atwater so very good at politics, at campaign politics? What did he do that was so new, and what made him the master?
Ultimately, he understood that it is not about a 10-point program like the Democrats. It is about people's emotions. And he knew that if his candidates couldn't win through inspiring hope in people, he would inspire fear of the other guy. And it's amazing to me that in a macho country like America, where we love our football and our big, ram-tough pickup trucks, fear works on us so frequently in politics. Atwater, He used a lot of dirty tricks. Yes, his theme song was "I'm a Bad Boy." But what the Democrats didn't understand was the power of the culture war. And we can talk a little about where Atwater got that stuff from, because it's very interesting.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. If you look at sort of the long arc of history here, the political genealogy, Atwater, of course, was one of Strom Thurmond's proteges, was an intern as a kid, as a young man in Strom Thurmond's office in Washington. Strom Thurmond brought him up from South Carolina, got him a job in the White House. And then, of course, one of Lee Atwater's proteges is, you could argue, George W. Bush, our current president, and Karl Rove as well.
Sure. And you're so right to bring up Strom, known primarily for his early racism, his real opposition to an integrated America. What the Democrats didn't understand is Strom Thurmond version 2, who repudiated a lot of that earlier stuff and became a culture warrior. He led the backlash against the 60s, these hippies, these freaks burning their bras in the street. And out of that, Main Street America's sort of revulsion at that was born Richard Nixon and the whole backlash that made Democrats seem like these crazy liberals. And Atwater learned from Strom the power of marginalizing the Democrats, making it clear that maybe they didn't love the flag as much as you did. Maybe they didn't respect the Bible, which is a little bit crazy, but it works. And Tucker Eskew, who also worked for Strom Thurmond, was a disciple of Lee Atwater, says in the film, Atwater made resentment the destiny of the Republican Party, and I really wanted to find out how he did it.
And, of course, we could add Mark Gooden to that list, who also worked in Thurmond's office and for a time was director of communications for Lee Atwater when he ran the party.
Sure, and it's amazing as well that so many working-class people have voted Republican when it was against their economic interest. And I asked Tucker Eskew about that in the film. Again, after Lee, he went on to run Bush's War Room in 2000, one of the guys that helped destroy McCain down there, although he says he didn't use those racist tactics, that it was other guys. Still, all those guys got hired by McCain again in 2008. And what Tucker told me was that basically Atwater really understood it's, you know, economics is not the only thing people vote on. In this book, What's the Matter with Kansas?, wondering why a working-class guy can vote for policies that take money out of his pocket and give it to the corporations. People are voting their emotions. They're voting for the Bible, for the flag, for the kind of communities that they want. And Atwater expertly worked on those fears to make, you know, you could see a war hero like John Kerry got beaten by a guy like George W. Bush. It isn't all about reality. It's about perception. And Tucker said, again, Lee was the best at that. Perception is reality. The first time you ever heard that was out of Lee Atwater's mouth.
We're talking with filmmaker Stephen Forbes. The new movie is Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story, and it's online at boogeymanfilm.com. Hands down, the best documentary about American politics I have ever seen. And Tucker, one of the things, one of the parts of the movie I enjoyed best were those scenes looking behind the scenes at the 88 primary of Bush v. Dole, and then the 88 general election of Bush v. Dukakis. And I love that you got these interviews with Dukakis where he's reflecting back about what I didn't do, what I should have done, and what great, great moments to get on film.
Well, thank you. And people forget, you know, these tactics weren't just used to destroy Democrats. They beat a lot of good Republicans as well. And what we're seeing right now is a civil war in the Republican Party between the Southern Christian conservatives and the intellectuals, the people that didn't want Sarah Palin to be vice president. Again, in 2000, John McCain said, I will not pander to these Christian conservatives. Then at his very own convention this summer, he wasn't allowed to pick Tom Ridge or Joe Lieberman. They forced him to pick Sarah Palin. And it's interesting right now, when Atwater made the Republican Party a Southern-based party, he put those guys in power. What will happen over the next 4 years is the GOP fights to see who will control the party next.
Yeah, and it's going to be fascinating to watch. And I think what we're going to see is all the states will become little laboratories of experimentation to see what works, and new leaders will rise. And in many ways, I know they don't see it this way, but it's a time of opportunity for Republicans as well to restage themselves and reinvent themselves. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We're talking with filmmaker Stephen Forbes. The new movie is Boogeyman. Stephen, tell me about your reaction to. Did we see this year in this big election a repudiation of Karl Rove, Lee Atwater tactics of negative attack ads, or did we just see that they didn't work? Not necessarily, people turning against them and saying, "No, we've had enough. We don't want any more of that." What do you think we really saw? How do you make sense of this?
I think this is an election we can't draw permanent conclusions from because it was completely thrown out of whack by the collapse of the global financial system. People ask, is fear over in American politics? No. There was something to really fear this year that put everything else in perspective. And nobody cared about, in McCain's words, a washed-up terrorist anymore when they could lose their house and their 401k. I think in 4 years it's going to be very different again. And a lot of the things that Atwater believed may come back into play, that people don't care about the issues, that people will vote their fears. However, this year the McCain camp obviously believed that Atwater's playbook was so powerful that you could just talk about it right in the open. I mean, Rick Davis said, issues don't matter. We're going to try to change the subject. It was a little bit insulting to the intelligence of the American voter because for this stuff to work, it's got to be a little subliminal. And with regards to race, I think that stuff may really be a thing of the past now because it's been brought out of the subconscious mind. Willie Horton worked, and the official Bush ad worked because it was kind of subtle in some ways. This year it hasn't been subtle. And you could see with Senator Allen's campaign to become president of the United States, he was the presumptive front runner, your guy from Virginia.
Right, right.
One word, macaca, ended his career. And this is a new era in American politics with Obama's election. That racial fear, I truly believe, is a thing of the past, and it's an insult to most Americans to think that we're going to vote based on racial fear anymore. There's other kinds of fears, though, and you saw the McCain camp go right back to Strom Thurmond calling the other guy a socialist, you know, which is kind of funny when W's government has just given hundreds of billions of dollars away to Wall Street. I mean,
yeah, nationalize the banks. Yeah, nationalize the banks. Stephen Forbes, filmmaker, the new movie is Boogeyman. You know, one of the most striking things and really worth seeing the movie are those final scenes of when Lee Atwater got very ill. And of course, for folks who don't know, this movie is a story of an incredible rise to power, the ultimate power in Washington behind the scenes, and then a very, very tragic fall and death. It's just amazing. It's worth it to see in the movie those images of him towards the end that I had personally never seen, even though I knew some of these people in the movie and knew him growing up. But I had never seen Lee Atwater there towards the end. And Stephen, the video footage you got of him, he looks like a completely different creature.
That was one of the fascinating things to me, seeing a man, the ultimate cynic. I mean, even his best friends say this guy was just an amoral hustler who just wanted to win, which, again, makes him very American, that whole Vince Lombardi mentality. But Atwater, all of a sudden, gets this tragic cancer, and he begins searching for meaning in his life, this guy who believed there was no meaning. And as his soul is trying to become beautiful, his body becomes grotesque and misshapen. He becomes the Elephant Man. And just as a filmmaker, to have this Elephant Man, almost guy becoming a werewolf on camera before you, it was really something to work with, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's startling and worth seeing the film just for that, those final scenes, to see what he looked like, this talented, arguably very talented.
Sure, incredibly talented. He is the patron saint of modern political operatives. A whole generation of guys learned the trade in the Republican Party from Lee Atwater, and it's his vision of politics as war that animates the party today. At the end of the movie, Mary Madeline says, you know, this is very relevant to what just happened. She says, when you're Karl Rove or Lee Atwater, you may lose, but you don't go away. And these guys came back on Clinton so hard for 8 years. There was a heavily financed campaign to hobble the Clinton administration. You're going to see that again with Obama. Will he be able to fight back better than previous Democrats have? He just hired a kind of Democratic Lee Atwater in Rahm Emanuel, a real knife fighter. So it's interesting to see how tough politics has gotten. Many people believe that Atwater played a key role in that.
The new movie is Boogeyman, and you have to see it. Check it out online at boogeymanfilm.com. And I'm serious, folks. Call the local theaters here and ask for, to get this movie in here. It is really, really something. And, Stefan, fantastic job. It's been great to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.